Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get underway.
Is Triple M's Origin Rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers.
And welcome back at Triple M underscore NRL. If you've got any feedback on what the guys have said today, you're more than welcome to pass it on to us. Yes, Wendell?
Can I ask, do we go into Queensland?
Yes, we do, yes.
Yeah, because I know our Dead Set Legends show doesn't, because obviously Dobbo does his show. No. But I just want to say congratulations to the Broncos women's team winning their third grand final.
How good.
Because we didn't really mention Dead Set Legends. Mate, massive effort. 20
is
to
that 10, because they played the Roosters?
Oh, well, no.
No, and Gus doesn't want to talk about the Roosters losing
probably,
anything.
But I just think we sort of forget sometimes because we concentrate so much on what, you know, the men did. But the women, hopefully it gets extended longer, and also there's a few more teams.
100%, mate. Congratulations to everybody listening via 104.5 Triple M in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And right now it's time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Well, here's where the boys just let themselves loose, have a little bit of a whinge. It can be rugby league related. It doesn't have to be rugby league related. I mean, I call BS on this Halloween nonsense, you know?
What is that,
well,
Anthony?
Christine, my
wife.
What
do you think of Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Easter?
Easter's great.
Anything that children enjoy, you just don't seem to like.
No, I just think, like, why are we doing this Halloween thing now? Where did it come
like
from?
It, Maroon.
Yeah,
because
but
it's all it's not about the adults. Some of the adults actually get into it as well and do up their houses and have a bit of fun with it. Mm. But it's just about community. It's about people coming together to celebrate whatever cause it may be. Why are you so against that?
Now, you know what? I feel bad now. You know what? You're right. I actually love it.
He's taking it back.
I apologise.
It's a backflip.
I apologise.
Sorry, no, Nick.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for seeing me. God, what's wrong with me? You're right. You know what? I'm just becoming a grumpy old man.
Yeah,
you're missing the grandkids.
You're keeping all the tennis balls, Maroon. Throw them back over, brother.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Don't hold on to them. You can't do anything with them.
No, you're right. Sorry, everyone. Come by my place this afternoon. We've got 14 kilos of Twix to give away. What about you? Have you got anything, Hoops?
You do love your sweets too, don't you?
I do love what else you got? Anything with brown sugar in it, I love. What about you, Hoops? What have you got? What do you call BS on?
I'm calling BS on the Australian Rugby League Commission and their decision to ban the national anthem and then backflip on that decision based on the fact that I just think sport and politics have never mixed. You're wading into very dangerous territory. If players do not want to sing the national anthem, I absolutely understand that and don't have a problem with it. But at the same time, there's a hell of a lot of people, as was evidenced by the number of people who voted in the Daily Telegraph poll, that want to still hear the national anthem at State of Origin. And you know, that prompted the Prime Minister to make a telephone call to Peter Volandis. I don't know who it was on the commission who led the discussion and the decision to push that plan of action, but it was just wrong, and I'm glad that they've come around and decided that they are going to actually play it.
Okay, good on you, Hoops. What about you, Gerds? Anything you want to call BS on?
The anthem's something that should unite a nation, Hoops.
Mm.
So I think the fact that, you know, that they feel that it doesn't and it should be a celebration, I think there was room for them there to make that call. And the fact that they've gone back on it, that's another decision altogether. And I agree about the politics in sport. But if you can't, if, you know, sports people don't have a voice and they haven't earned the right to, you know, say what they think in behalf of, you know, their beliefs and, you know, their people, I mean, why? I don't know why it should be such a big issue.
Well, it's always going to be a massive issue when you make a decision to break with something that's been a tradition for as long as it has. And I'm all for, if people have a genuine belief that the anthem needs work, look at South Africa. Like, they had to they made some big changes, they've now got the Rainbow Nation anthem, which everybody has jumped on board and got around and really enjoys. So, look, if there is a belief that changes need to be made, then I understand and respect that. But I also think that's for the politicians to decide. Mm-hmm. That's for people who are in those positions of power. That's not for the NRL to go wading into, I don't think. Mm.
Maybe we should go with a different. What about the Boys Light Up from Aussie Crawl? That'd be a great.
Mate, can you please take it seriously? No, but I would just say this, mate. Whether I'm playing for Queensland or whoever, any time I hear the national anthem, I'm just proud we live in this country. Mm. I've been to a lot of countries around the world. I've been to South Africa. I went there after the apartheid with Wayne Bennett and Porky Morgan. It was so different, but we're very blessed to live in this country and do what we do here.
Mm. Can I ask you this one? Yep. Did you always sing the anthem?
Always.
Did you always enjoy it?
Always, 100% I did. Because I that's how I grew up. I understood. I understand. Because, mate, my uncle was Eddie Mabo, so I understand where they're going. But for me, anytime, you know, I play sport, I just love Australia and what it's done for me as a young kid from Serena and it's given me.
Yeah. All right, boys, is anything else on your mind apart from that? I know that was a big issue, Wendell.
No, mine's simple, a bit like me. State of Origin, 17 players. I don't want to see 19 players, 21. I know they have the 18th man. Just pick 17. Mate, I want no dungeon, you know, no saying, oh.
Ducks and drakes.
Yeah. No one, so-and-so could come in. Just pick 17. Give it the respect that it deserves, State of Origin. Don't pick, like, 21 and 90. I know it's different times. Just go with 17.
So you're not happy with the changes that Queensland are now making to their back line?
No, I don't care, but just pick 17. No, just pick 17. I just think if you're named, if I'm young Phil Sammy, I know opportunity. If you're named on the wing, mate, you're so proud. And then, obviously, I know it's, you know, it's about the culture and it's about what you're doing. And then, you know, I'm hearing what I've heard today. But I just want to see, you know, it's happened for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Name 17. Unless there's injuries that I understand, just name 17.
Yeah.
For me, Maroon, I think I've got to mention, I actually liked the goggles. I thought they were really good with the Melbourne Storm and the celebration.
Did you like that?
I actually thought that's a bit different. Yeah. I'm going to go with that. And then I found out the reason why, and I got to call BS on
why?
That. Why? Well, because they didn't want the champagne. Apparently, they do in the US NBA. Yeah. They don't want the champagne in the eyes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm calling BS on that, but I thought the goggles were pretty good.
Yeah, nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Goggles, so they... I mean, what is the world coming to?
Who's got champagne? Someone's going to have to ring in and tell us what happens when you get a lot of champagne.
I've had a little bit of champagne in my eye over the years.
Of course.
It's okay.
I've put no doubt you have.
That's not champagne.
Oh, it just rings us straight out. Yeah. Now, boys, while we've got a minute, let me talk about this Origin game again. That's why we're actually here, believe it or not. We've got 8 or 9 debutants for Queensland, 3 for New South Wales. So the anticipation, Gerds, is enough for just a supporter. When an Origin game's about to start, you know, you can't wait another minute. You know, you're nervous. It's the most...
Yes.
It's the pinnacle of rugby league. What's it going to be like for a young kid who's never played? Or what's it like the first time you run out there?
Yeah, well, I had the full experience, Maroon. I got to make my debut at the Great Lang Park. So, we went into sort of camp up there, and you felt the hostilities throughout the week, you know, going to training, going home from training, every opportunity a Queensland person just in the street throughout the week gets to see you and let you know how they feel about you. They take it, you know, and then the big thing for us was all the guys on debut, they said, you need to sit on the left-hand side of the bus because we used to be able to drive into Caxton Street. Now, you can't do that anymore, obviously, but... and we all thought, why? Why have you got to sit on the left-hand side of the bus? So as you're driving along and you come up, go into Caxton Street, and there's all the pubs and cafes there, and anyone that doesn't know that area there, the Caxton's on the left-hand side as you're driving down towards Suncourt Stadium. Mm. And on this occasion, they came out and they start throwing cans and throwing things at the bus, and then they stop the bus and they get in front of the bus, and then they start shaking the bus, and then they try and get in the bus. So you get an indication then and there of what you're up against.
What does that feel like?
It was kind of exciting. It kind of gets you ready, to be honest. Mm. And then you walk into the stadium and you go through the crowd and there, it's like you know, something that you've never experienced. I'd never experienced it before. So that was my first taste of Origin. So the game, after all that, was just, you know, par for the course. I'd done all the hard yards, but I think it's about, you know, as I spoke about before, it's about having the confidence to play your own game. Knowing that you can go out there and do what you do at club level and then execute it on the biggest stage, not letting any of those, you know, I was looking around, there was Laurie and there was, you know, Bradley Clyde, there was all these guys that had been there for so long that had been heroes of mine that I was all of a sudden playing with and needed to be accountable for what I was about to do, and then not letting those guys down, and then there's friends and family not letting that. It's exciting. There's a little bit of anxiety there around, you know, performance and fear of failure, all those sort of things. So there's a lot of emotions going through, but it's the best time of your life.
Mate, it's my first experience with Origin. I was a young kid in Serena and Mackay, and one of my mates and my family weren't that well off. So they said, look, when you go to Origin, we're happy to take Wendell down. So the car trip, I think it was like 10 or 12 hours from Serena. Anyway, so me being a young Queensland boy, but I was a footy fan. Like, you watch the Raiders, they were great, and watch Manly in the day. So obviously, you know, I love my Queensland, like Mel Meninga and all those sort of guys, and I'm watching my heroes. So I'm sitting in the outer. This is when you can have the full beer cans. And anyway, so I'm sitting there with my mates, and I'm young, and I've got the fro, and I'm just excited to be there. Bradley Clyde was one of my heroes growing up because, you know, he was an absolute weapon. So I'm cheering for Queensland, but you know what I'm like. I'm a bit of a bandwagon sometimes, Gerds.
Yeah, sometimes.
And. So Bradley Clyde scores his try, and I'm just like, I'm going, yeah, like this. All of a sudden, this full beer can just comes sailing past my fro. And for me, what I understood, what Origin was about. It's not just about, you know, you get heroes and that, but that was at Lang Park. Mm. So I understood what it meant to, like, you know, be there at an Origin, the feeling of it, the emotion of it. So, and to get to play Origin, to have Sailor across the name of my jersey, makes you think of, you know, representing Queensland and what it means to you and your family.
Mm. But it makes you wonder, doesn't it, boys, in all seriousness, that poor family in Serena spending 10 or 12 hours in the car with you. What was it like for them coming down from Serena?
Well, you know what the Nipris is? They always took me in. And you won't believe this, but when I was like a young teenager, I was real shy and I didn't really say too much. Obviously, I've come out of a shell now, you know.
A little bit.
Yeah, I've come out of a shell now, and you know the big deal. Like, that's what he does.
And that brings back the discussion about moving the Origins, because, you know, it's so tribal, and we love to have, you know, two in New South Wales and one in Queensland, whatever. And I know over the last couple of years we've moved them, but, you know, you're going to get to Adelaide. God knows who they're going to support down there.
Yeah,
and so you're going to lose
a little,
you guys. You're going to lose a little bit of that, you know, which is disappointing, but I understand that it's, you know, it's our biggest, it's the game that, you know, is our biggest showpiece of the year. And we do need to spread the love, but it's hard to take it away from where it belongs.
And why do we take it away? Because,
well, it's what you like. It's because of the money.
Yeah, but it's the money. There's, of course I like money. I don't think I come in here and deal with you for nothing.
I'm doing this for free.
Well, that's good. You've got enough money. But what I'm saying
there's
is...
There's only one King of Cash, Anthony, so I know you will understand this language.
Mate,
I know you will
listen,
understand
mate,
this
listen,
language. The NRL...
You have been told
on,
not to
speak?
Say that.
The NRL is in charge of State of Origin. They run it.
Right.
And New South Wales and the Queensland Rugby League, the state leagues, are obviously also a huge part of it. But the NRL makes the decisions, and the reason that they have chosen to take one of the showpiece spectacles every year in a state is because other governments, so in this case it's the South Australian, last year it was the West Australian, pay a hell of a lot of money into the NRL coffers. They can then use that for grassroots, to pay players, all those sorts of areas. So it then pumps revenue back into the game.
It just seems to me, unless we are looking to grow into Adelaide anytime in the near future, I don't know why we'd take a game there.
I get that argument, but then I think if you look at the big overseas US sports, right, like the Super Bowl, for example, they take that all over the States, and it goes gangbusters.
Like the Premier League, they do the same.
We were lucky enough to be over in Perth. You're going to Adelaide, right? Perth last year was enormous.
Yeah.
It was great for the game. Hmm. So...
No, I'm just thinking. I think you're making a lot of sense, but certainly whatever money is available from taking the game to South Australia is available here in Sydney or in Brisbane.
No, the government's tipping more money, mate.
No,
it ends up being a hell of a lot more for the bottom line.
I'm doing. Listen, don't you butt in when this idiot finally says something that makes sense. All right. Okay. Now we've just got him back on track.
Why are you so off the bit?
He's excited,
relax, mate. It's
He's excited.
Every time,
thanks to Bryden's lawyers. Okay, we're doing a State of Origin special show.
Yeah.
It's
every
okay,
time,
mate. It's all right.
Listen, every time I have a point of view, I don't need one of your bum chums to jump on the back of it and question me. Okay. All right.
Mate, Wendell Saylor's an Origin legend, and so is Ryan Girdler.
Care.
Don't call him bum chums.
I don't care
okay?
if Wendell Saylor is Jesus Christ's right-hand man. He can't speak to me like that, okay? Full stop. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more of the Origin Rumble as Triple M rocks the Origin.
Triple M's Origin Rumble. I hear trouble coming. Thanks to Bryden's lawyers.
Welcome back. Origin is Wednesday night in Adelaide. No prediction of rain at this stage for Adelaide. Triple M will be there to rock Origin and call Origin live for you. Wendell, you'll be there.
Yes, I will
and be. And Gerds will be there. Dan will call the game.
MG and the great man, Ben Dobbin, will join us because he obviously missed the grand final call because Emma stepped up. Anyway, Emma was sensational last week.
Yeah, Dobbo's doing a great job too, so he'll get a start.
What do you normally call Dobbo?
The round mound of sound.
Mm. But he's lost plenty of weight.
He has, yeah. But you've still got to keep your nickname. Well, Benny Eichen used to call him Radio's Uncle Buck, which I prefer too. It's a nice nickname for him.
Why Uncle Buck?
Yeah. You know, Uncle Buck off the, you know the John Candy movie, Uncle Buck? Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Uncle Buck. Yeah. But anyway, that's only a little bit of fun between two very good friends, myself and Big Benny Dobbin.
Yeah, he's a good
now,
man.
Let's talk about player movement. You're right across this, Hoops. What is the latest? Of course, it's a big weekend for player movement. Can I start with the one that everyone was talking about this morning, and that is Josh Addo-Carr. Do we know what Josh Addo-Carr will be doing as yet?
It's out of the Bulldogs and the Tigers, but I think he's leaning towards joining Trent Barrett at the Bulldogs. I think Trent is considering him or looking at playing him in the fullback role. The Tigers certainly thought that they were holding all the aces, but as it's transpired over the course of the last 6 weeks, I think it's more leaning towards Josh going to Belmore.
Well, remember when Josh Addo-Carr was talking to other clubs and that, and I said to Jason Taylor, I said, mate, are you disappointed about losing Josh Addo-Carr? And he said, no, not really.
I do remember that. We were all on air that Saturday morning, weren't we? Yeah. Oh, look, the Tigers, honestly, don't get me started, Wendell, with their recruitment and retention policy over the course of last...
Oh, yeah, that's what you're talking
about. From Tedesco to Pappenhausen. Ron Pappenhausen to Josh Addo-Carr to, you know, Mitchell Moses is at Parramatta now. Like, this Aaron Woods should never have left. It's just been one bad decision after another. And a big part of that has been, you know, the constant revolving door around coaches. And Ivan's got to accept some responsibility for that because he was originally signed on a 4-year deal that obviously didn't pan out that way.
Yeah, he wanted to get off the bus. He wanted to be on the bus and then he wanted to get off.
He was on, then he was off. And now he is flying out at the foot of the mountains. Mm. And, yeah, look, in relation to Josh, I think he's a good chance of joining Trent Barrett at Canterbury Bankstown.
Well, Trent seems to be able to pull a few players in.
Can't he? Mm. Jack Hetherington, great signing.
Yeah.
Jake Avarillo today has re-signed. He's a young gun local junior for the Bulldogs. I think Trent's got a high opinion of him. Then you throw in the likes of Josh Jackson and Adam Elliott and all those stars that they've already got on, the Borks. And Nick Kotrick, great signing.
Mate, but also Steve Hansen as... coaching
as a consultant, so he'll be working with the playing group and working on the whole culture of the club. That's obviously the big buzzword of the moment.
Is he
culture.
Like another one of these whisperers? Is he or
mate, he's
I know what he is. But he's from rugby,
mate.
So what is he coming into a rugby league? Just explain it, Hoops. You don't have to make me look like a dickhead.
Just explain it. You're very good at doing that all on your own, Anthony. So Steve Hansen is an All Black legend who has led New Zealand to a couple of World Cups and is famous for being visited by a number of other rugby league coaches, Craig Bellamy, Mel Meninga, all these
Anthony
types
Siebel.
Of people have tapped in. Siebes. Did Siebes go and see him? Okay. So all these types of people have tapped into what he was able to build at the All Blacks. Huge track record, immense success. So
okay. What about Panthers have signed Matt Eisenhuth, who came from Penrith originally, and Robert Jennings. I would have thought perhaps, Gerds, you being a Penrith man, I wouldn't have thought they needed any more outside backs, Penrith.
Well, hopefully they're not going to lose too many, but, you need a little bit of depth to your squad. So interesting, what they do with Jennings. They're pretty flush, aren't they, at the moment with outside backs? But I guess in the next couple of years, they're just building a foundation because, sides with junior development size or development clubs, the way they are, tend to lose a lot of people. Mm. I'd be surprised if they probably didn't lose anyone else before the season starts. So I think they're just manning their roster.
Mm. Mate, what I hope Penrith do is release Matt Burton. I think he deserves to play first grade every day of the week. And I know they've got a pretty good squad there now, and I think their young halves going to be there for a long time. I think you've got to let him go to another club and play first grade every day of the week.
You raise a good point, Wendell, because I think the Panthers, there was a school of thought a couple of weeks ago that they were really going to dig their heels in and be adamant that, well, he signed a contract. Mm. He's here at Penrith.
Yep.
If Nathan Cleary does an injury next year, a long-term injury, or Jerome Luai as well, there's an opportunity for Matt straight into first grade. I think the thinking's starting to shift a little bit now. And I mean, the Bulldogs are just going to blow him out of the water. As of November 1, they're allowed to officially sign him. So that's tomorrow. Mm. I think they're talking, offering a contract upwards of $500,000 per season.
Wow.
That's a hell of a lot more than what he's on at Penrith.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the Bulldogs will make it clear to the Panthers that, you know, he's got a saloon passage straight into first grade. And if he remains at the foot of the mountains, then he's getting held back a little bit.
Mm.
What would you be doing?
You're a Panthers legend, mate, and I know you understand the club more than anybody. What would you think about that?
Oh, yeah, it's hard to hold on to all these guys. I mean, the success of, you know, where Penrith are and then how they perform over the next 2 or 3 years depends on retention and recruitment. You know, you guys know exactly what it's like when you have a certain amount of success and guys that are on 200,000 coming through the system all of a sudden demand 400,000 and clubs will come and pay him 500,000 or 600,000 just to take them off your hands. So that, I think that was always going to happen with Matty Burton. I'm not surprised at that. And obviously there's the Trent Barrett relationship with Ivan Cleary. Yeah. And, you know, Baz is a champion and a man of his word. And the thing is, with an investment like that on a young guy like Burton who hasn't played a lot of first grade, well, you potentially wouldn't make that if you didn't know how the guy trained and behaved around the group and what sort of influence he had off the field. And with what we've seen over the last 12 months, Trent Barrett's been, you know, the whole time there with this young guy and knows him inside out and is willing to make the investment on the character, not just the player. So it's a big play by the Bulldogs, but, yeah, they're building nicely.
Yeah. What about Joseph Suaalii, Hoops?
Yeah, it's been the never-ending story for a kid who hasn't played a millisecond of NRL just yet. Of course, he's only 17, Joseph. But it is looking now increasingly likely, as the days go by, he's going to go from your club, Anthony, that's South Sydney, to their foundation arch rivals, the Sydney Roosters. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Well, look, I tell you what, no individual player is bigger than the club. If he doesn't want to play for South, I don't care who he plays for.
I've got to say this to me. I know you played a bit of rugby in your time, Hoops, but Stephen Halls, who's a mad Tigers man like you, I gave him a call when this Joseph Suaalii, because I only seen the highlights on Fox and all that and on the news. Anyway, I said to him, I said, mate, this kid, I said, he's a real deal. And obviously, I played a fair bit of rugby with Halsey, and he's doing a wonderful job in and around the Wallabies and the Sevens. He said, mate, last year, he came and trained, I think as a 16-year-old, 15 or 16-year-old, come and train with the Sevens team, the Australian Sevens team, their men's team. And he said he was out jumping their best jumper and getting that ball back. Like, you know, the Fijians are so good at it. He reckons if they played like today, he'd be in their side. They would win half their games.
Mm. The Wallabies?
No, the Australian Sevens. Yeah. Okay. So that's how good this kid is. Like, you know, you're talking, you know, you got the Kiwis who are pretty good, the Fijians, and that, you know, that we've seen the girls like Charlotte Kaslick and that. But that's how good this kid is. He goes, Dale, this kid's the real deal.
Well, the thing with him is, Wendell, similar to yourself, he can play rugby league, he can play rugby union. He's actually an immense talent at basketball. It's not just rugby union and NRL rugby league that have had a crack at trying to sign this kid. The AFL, John Longmire was desperate to try and get him into the Sydney Swans and their academy. He is a special talent.
Yeah.
And you don't like wrapping teenagers up too much when they haven't had the opportunity to actually show what they've got on the big stage yet. But look, injuries permitting, and Joseph has some luck in running, he should have a very, very long and prosperous career. He'll be a superstar in whichever code he decides. I think he's leaning towards the Roosters. They rolled out Trent Robinson, Daniel Anderson's their recruitment manager, and Sonny Bill Williams to speak to Joseph to educate him about their club, what they have to offer, and why the Roosters would be the right fit for him.
Okay, what about the other one I wanted to speak to, boys, was this one sort of came out a little bit out of left field, was Bryce Cartwright to Parramatta.
Yeah, it did come out of left field, Anthony, right, but the Eels are looking at it. So I know...
Oh, so he's not signed?
The coach, I don't think it's 100% over the line, but certainly the Eels are in talks, and I think that for the right price...
Yep.
And obviously Bryce has had to walk away from...
He walked away from that deal up there.
There was some sort of a settlement made.
He was on $600,000 or $700,000, wasn't
he? Yeah, and he still had 1 year to go.
Yeah.
But they did manage to come to an arrangement, and the Eels are looking at possibly trying to pick Bryce up for the right price.
I don't necessarily think it's about the price, though. I think the Eels need to identify the people they want to bring to their organisation, because it's really important for them. We spoke about the experience they're going to get with their Origin guys now, about to go into a month of Origin camp, and how good that'll be for them. they're on that threshold, aren't they, of being, you know, a really good club for a long period of time and having some success, or just falling back down to the middle of the table and then continuing on the way that they've been for the last, you know, half a dozen seasons. So is he a guy that you want to bring into your organisation? We all know how much ability he has, but you've got to have, you know, the little things in clubs, like if you think about, you know, the Melbourne Storms and the Roosters, the people that they bring into their organisation, they do it from not just a can he contribute to our results on a weekend, does he contribute to the group and the culture and who we're trying to, you know, who we're trying to be throughout the week and how we're trying to train and prepare and all those sorts of things. So I think that, you know, he might say all the right things and Bryce is a nice guy and he's got lots of talent, but is he ready to come back and join a club for the right reasons and make a difference at that organisation regardless of how much they're going to pay him? That's a question that Parramatta need to make sure they know the answer to.
And, you know, it's funny, some coaches can get the best out of you know, certain people. I know, but remember, he was in that New South Wales 19-man squad there for like one or two seasons
when he first came. Was a coach.
And obviously, you know, he's had a few things happen, so I wish him all the best. I remember when Wayne Bennett, he was going to buy Mick Wayman, when he bought Mick Wayman to the Dragons, and I didn't really know Mick Wayman, and the thing was about Mick Wayman, the only thing I really remembered him is he was angry, and I remember he had a fight with Daniel Conn, and I'm just going, this guy's a bully. Wayne Bennett goes, I'm going to buy Mick Wayman. I'm going, mate, Mick Wayman, he's a hothead. Mate, the transformation that some coaches can have, so it's up to Brad Arthur too, because he needs to get the right players, as Gerd said there now, because, you know, this is big for Parramatta now. They need to take the next step. So, you know, but also for Bryce, he's got, if he's going to go there, or he gets opportunity, mate, don't waste your talent. He's such a talented player.
Mm. Well, I think the thing that sometimes gets forgotten with Bryce is when he burst onto the scene and he was a superstar teenager, he suffered a couple of really bad leg injuries, like major setbacks. Doctors told him he was in all likelihood would probably never play the game again. And I think sometimes we overlook that, the fact that, you know, it was a hell of an effort for him just to get back out and start playing for Penrith. Then things obviously went pear-shaped
off the field,
and that involved more than just football. And he needed to get away, and he got an opportunity up at the Gold Coast. That didn't work out. But I'm with Gerd, so I think Parramatta have you know, got to have a long, hard think about it and make sure that they believe Bryce can genuinely add something to their club, not just what he can bring on the field, but he's the right fit for them in all aspects of the game.
Okay, just taking a look at a little bit of club news. We are doing the Origin Rumble right across the Origin series, which can be heard live on the Triple M network. We're here thanks to Brydens with Triceps Hooper, Ryan Girdler, Wendell and Maroon. We'll come back with more right after this as Triple M rocks Origin.
Triple M's Origin Rumble. Lawyers.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks to Brydens Lawyers, the Origin Rumble. We're on air next Saturday and the one after for Origin. And, of course, we'll call those games for you live. And it's all thanks to Brydens Lawyers and our friends too at Tyre Power. Their footy final sale is on right now. You buy three, you get one free on selected Kumo, passenger and SUV tyres. Let's cross live to the beautiful Gold Coast where I still have one friend left, me old mate Ben Dobbin. Dobbo, welcome to the Origin Rumble.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Maroon. We're done, mate. We're not mates at all.
Oh, wow. Well, that's it.
Enlighten us, Dobbo. What's the story?
Yeah, well, mate, he tried to ward out of me out of a gig. Join the list.
Again? Where's this? Which one was that?
He put the Facebook post into Queensland. To Queenslanders, I'm coming there in Christmas. If you've got any third-party work, I'm happy to MC.
Oh, I got a bit of work out of that,
territory.
Too.
Wow. This is my territory up here. Just because you have a house at Deception Bay, Maroon, doesn't mean you're a Queenslander, mate. Go away.
Mate, there's 3 million people in Queensland, all right? That's a big pie. That's a big slice of pie. I've got to have a tear off a little chunk myself, Dobbo.
Have you fed him got a house?
I do have a house in Deception Bay. That's
Deception
correct.
Deception Bay.
Yeah. Mm. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, it's
right.
Good.
Is there anything else you need to know
what
about
that? What else has he white-handed you out of, Dobbo?
Oh, well, we know how many games I call and how many he does, you know. Jesus, let's keep on going. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Well, actually, Dobbo, I missed you last week, mate, and I sent you a text because obviously Emma Lawrence had the gig, the borders are closed. Emma did a great job, but I sent you a text to say, mate, miss you. Got absolutely nothing. Crickets.
It's because I was very upset, mate. I couldn't even watch the game or listen. I was that upset that I didn't get there. Thanks, Premier. And she still got me shut out of Sydney at the moment, as we all know. So, I mean, I won't be there for game two. So hopefully Emma gets that for game two. She did a phenomenal job. But I'm back for game one of the in our Adelaide. We're allowed to go to Adelaide, so yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, good on you, Dobbo. So, mate, what's the feeling like in Queensland Origin camp on the beautiful Goldie?
Well, despite the fact that they're at the Mirage and they can't go anywhere, I mean, these are young men. It's quite. I don't want to say. I understand they're professional athletes and they're preparing for Origin, which is huge. But they literally can go to their training facility, which is SeaBus Super Stadium, by bus, and then they go back to their roped off area, their cordoned off area at the Mirage. Now, the beach is literally 50 metres away. They're not even allowed to go. They've been there twice, and it's been with security guards walking them to and from. They're not allowed to go to the pool. I mean, I'm not in any way downplaying the severity of what has been COVID and everything that's gone like this, but the absolute difficulty that these young men have to go through to play this game, it needs to be recognised in a lot of ways. Now, the Queensland have had a pretty much trouble-free camp so far. They'll train again tomorrow. Then they'll head to Brisbane on Monday, and they'll have their captain's run at Suncorp on Tuesday, and they fly down, obviously, game day on Wednesday, and then fly back post-match. But all things being equal, look, in the past, it's been a little polarising. There's been some senior figures that have been in that side that have polarised. There's a little bit of division in that camp. At the moment, it's united. It's quite a fascinating camp. I mean, you watch Neil Henry walk out as an assistant, then you watch the immortal Mal Meninga, and then Wayne Bennett. It's quite an entourage of coaching. Neil Henry's very hands-on. Mal is hands-on as well, and Wayne Bennett sitting back watching and then talking, and it's been good viewing.
I was going to say, Dobbo, Origin's never been about money, but even the players this year, because we've all taken pay cuts, but they usually get 30 grand a game, so I heard the other day they're getting 10 grand each now.
Yeah, that's right, and obviously half of that gets clipped as well. Yeah. So, by the time you take your tax out and your tickets for your family, you know, Big Tino, he's from Gympie. He's got a huge amount of family going there. He's going to have to fork out from that. Yeah, they don't do it for the money, but they'll probably end up with, you know, 3 or 4 grand in the pocket by the time they're finished.
Hey, hey, Dobbo, what about the changes possible to this Queensland side? We're hearing Sammy might not get a Guernsey.
No, I don't think he will. I don't think Philip Sammy will play Gerds. I think that Wayne will go with Capewell in the centres and push Gagai to the wing. They trained like that yesterday. I know he named that squad, but he made the players very clear that despite the numbers, that's the way it is. Now, he wanted to play Sua, but Sua predominantly plays on the right for South Sydney, and to defend on the left, Wayne just thought that would be too much of a risk, and he wasn't prepared to shift Felice Kaufusi away from that combination defensively with Branko Lee, who play at the Melbourne Storm on the right. So he's going to go with that. Defensively, he likes Capewell. He thinks Capewell will play, and he even said that he's obviously got the number 18 jersey. He said, mate, don't worry about the number on your back. He said that to him when he got named. So it hasn't been an official announcement, but I would suspect that Capewell plays and Sammy drops out.
What about Cohen Hess, Dobbo? How's he looked at training, and do you expect that he will start the game?
Yeah, Hoops, I was blown away by it because he wasn't in my side, I think he will. I went on this week saying I didn't think he'd play, but talking to people inside the camp, they believe that, you know, potentially, you know, he will do a job defensively, that he's got himself right. And I spoke to Kevin Walters last night, just driving home, and I had a chat to him just about would he have had Hess in his side, and was he in calculations? He said very much so. He said his form was the Cowboys obviously weren't that great this year, but his form has been very good, and he got his health right. And look, he's a big body. He's got Origin experience. If anybody's going to motivate him, Wayne will get him up. They've got very much that underdog mentality at the moment, but internally, they're very, very confident that they can win game one. Mm-hmm. And speaking to people all through it, like whether or not it be a trainer, Wayne, Neil Henry, they all believe the same, that they can win game one, which, you know, a lot of people, and rightly so, a lot of experts are saying they're no chance. You know, if you look at their pack and what it's got premiership players, it's got great big game experience. I mean, Jake Friend, although he hasn't played Origin, I mean, no one can, you know, take anything away from where he's playing. Big game experience. Papali, arguably the best front rower in the game. Christian Walsh has just come off a premiership. Kaufusi, Dino. I mean, the list goes on. They've got the experience there.
Yeah, you've definitely got some in-form players, which is what I like about the team that Wayne and Mal have selected. You mentioned Jake Friend there. How do you think they'll use Ben Hunt off the interchange bench? Will it just be he'll come on when Friend goes off, or do you think we might see him come on and play like that sort of roaming middle forward role that Queensland have had success with Michael Morgan and Kalen Ponga and those types of players?
I think Hoop's the latter. I think that's going to be... I wouldn't expect... You know, Wayne wants Friend there because of his defence and how gritty he is and how tough he is. And look, he might give him a spell at the back end of that first half, but he says he's going to use Ben Hunt as an extra ball player on the edge a little bit as well. So he'll play as utility. Remembering you've got Capewell who can come in. You could push Gagai to the centres. If you needed to do that, you've got Capewell who can go onto an edge as well. So there's a little bit of flexibility there as well. The bloke that I'm really excited about, I know we talk about, you know, Tedesco and Gutherson and these guys, but AJ Brimson is an absolute superstar. And just watching him at training,
Wendell's just had a moment. Sorry, Dom.
I love AJ Brimson. Sorry, boys. I was just in deep thought. Yeah, keep going, mate.
Yeah, all right, Del. I just think that he's origin ready, and he's going to... I mean, I know Kalen Ponga was the first pick. I don't know whether or not they play Holmes there when he comes back, or where Val will fit into that side, but I just can't wait to see... I cannot wait to see AJ Brimson play Origin next week.
Good on you, Dobbo. Good to catch up.
Good on you, guys.
Live from the Queensland Origin camp, Mirage on the Gold Coast, which is just opposite the Palazzo Versace. A beautiful park.
Gordy stays there. Gordy stays. Oh, obviously you're playing.
Hang on. Couldn't let the opportunity go, could you, without just getting a little plug in?
No,
of your contra arrangements.
No, I've got no contra arrangements. Okay. Palazzo's on one side, Mirage is on the other, and you keep going, you're at SeaWorld.
The mayor's got you banned at the moment anyway, so you're not welcome.
I am welcome.
You're not.
Tom Tate, you can't bar me from the Gold Coast,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Mate, if you stay in Sydney, always stay at the Ridges here at World Square, mate. They're always good, mate.
Well, mate, why would I stay there when I live 10 k's away?
No, I'm saying, you know, with the wife and that, give her a bit of a night out. Take her there, mate. Beautiful rooms.
Maybe
there,
you could take her there for a night out.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding. Boys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Origin Trivia Quiz on the Origin Rumble at Triple
awesome.
M.
Awesome.
Triple M's Origin Rumble.
And welcome back. It's Wendell, it's Hoops, it's Ryan Girdler and Maroon here. Before we go any further, maybe you're going to have a little punt on State of Origin. We bring in the man, the hack, the man himself. I think we've lost him, Tom Hackett's Hackett. Well, we might try and get back to him shortly.
Why don't we try to get Grant on?
Grant Hackett? That's his uncle. Okay, why don't we do... I think we've got Hackers there now. Yeah. He just went out of range there. Are you there, Hackers?
Hello, boys. Great to catch up with you on this lovely dark day.
The boys want to know, are you any relation to Grant Hackett?
I like to change up my answer sometimes, but we might not be related, but I still like to call him Uncle Grant.
Right. Good on you, mate. So we'll take it that you are then.
Good on you, Hackers.
Hackers, what about Origin betting? Which way is the money going?
It's all about the New South Wales Blues here. We can barely take a bet on Queensland at the moment. They're $1.36 favourites, New South Wales. That's the shortest price savings we've seen for a State of Origin game in some time. Queensland at $3.10. The way the market's going, Queensland might start even longer.
Queensland boys, don't even turn up. Man. Just give the shield.
Yeah, you know what, Wendell? The market means nothing. You guys had like four future immortals in your team in 2011 and 12, and you still started outside favourites, and you'd won the last five series. So. Yeah. The market means nothing, Hoops, does it?
You guys are on fire.
Nah, it's always tricky rooting into the Origin markets, Anthony.
Yes, well, boys...
But $3.10 is a big price.
That's a big
that's
price.
Going to drift further out.
It's a two-horse race.
Yeah, it's juicy.
Yeah, okay, anyway. We can't hold Hackers up today. He's got something on at 2 o'clock.
So what about the overall series betting, mate?
Hey, Queensland are even longer in overall series betting. They're $3.80 to win the entire series. New South Wales are $1.26. Oh. That's the shortest price we've seen for a team to win... State of Origin series since we've been around.
So, Hackers.
The market suggests it's New South Wales are taking, but I think history says you never ride off Queensland. There could be a kid of 95 about this series.
Wendell's just logging on now. He's going to take some of that 380.
Nah, not
He's
at all, mate. Take some. Hey, mate, we're gone, mate. We may as well even turn up, mate. You guys, you're all over us.
All right, what about a same game multi before you go, Hackers?
Yeah, I think this will be closer than the market suggests. Well, I like Queensland to cover the line with a 7.5-point start. Queensland have covered the line in four of the past five State of Origin games. I like Clint Gutherson to score at any time. He's currently $3.40 in that market, which I think is well and truly over the odds. And I like Xavier Coates to score at any time in his State of Origin debut. That'll get you around the $15 mark.
Righto, mate. You have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, mate. God bless, spring, mate. Ladbrokes is changing the way you multi with our new multi feature, giving you more chances to win, but gamble responsibly.
Welcome to Maroon's Trivia Night.
Well, here it is, boys. This is our, obviously, the topic today being Origin. It's Origin Quiz. Your names are your buzzers. A wonderful prize today, but I'll get to that shortly. So your names, your buzzers. First to get three Origin questions right, win the prize.
Do you want us to test them out?
Yeah, go on, test them out.
Jermaine.
Right.
That's my middle name.
Is it? No, but it's, mate, okay, that's it. Minus, yeah. You're starting on minus one.
Oh.
No, you can start on minus one, right? This is serious.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Give me another chance, please.
All right, you can start on zero with everybody else. And your name is your buzzer. The first question is, in 1987, a State of Origin game was played.
Kurtz.
Yes.
L.A.
Correct, and it's 1-0. Poor old Hoops, you never win, do you, mate? But you won last week.
Yeah, you won last week.
Yeah, you won last week.
I think I won a couple of weeks earlier,
yeah,
too.
Did. Leave him alone, mate. You're a bully.
No, you know what? Now you are minus
one. Okay, I'll just go.
You're minus one.
I'm like MG, I'm going.
Okay. Where was game one held last year?
Kurtz.
Yes.
Perth.
And that's incorrect. So you're back to nil. It's Brisbane. Question number three. Often seen on the Queensland Origin coaching staff, whose nickname is King?
Jermaine.
Yes.
King?
Yeah.
Neil Henry.
Correct, and it's now you're back to zero, so you're all on zero.
That was a bit tricky there. I was thinking Wally. Was Wally on the coaching staff?
Can I just say this? Can I go back? Mate, it's about time he was back in the coaching ranks. He's been so unlucky, Neil Henry. Anyway, let's keep going.
Okay. Bonus point for that.
Yeah.
Please give a bonus point. Yeah. That was brilliant.
All right. Which venue outside of New South Wales and Queensland has hosted the most Origin games?
Kurtz.
Yes.
Melbourne.
Melbourne is correct. Yep. So now you're back to one.
Can you see if Hoops' buzzer's working?
Yeah, it's on. Do you think you could just leave all this to me, please, Wendell?
I'm
the Origin guy, Jermaine. Yeah. Right, okay. The next question. Who was the first ever New South Wales Origin captain?
Jermaine.
Yes.
Tom Ronicus?
Yes! Yeah. Mm. 1-0.
No, what are you on two?
Now he's one, isn't he? He's got to get back to zero. No. Now you're
I think
one.
He stripped a couple off.
Right, listen, mate. If you open your mouth again, you're barred. Okay. Right? Okay. Here we go. The
Not
next
again,
question.
Like rugby days.
Here we go again. What year did Cameron Smith play his first? Yes,
03.
Yes, that's correct. So now it's
he's two.
I think
he's two.
Okay.
You're two.
Maybe three.
Come on, Goods. Right. Bring it home, mate. You win the prize.
Now you're on his bandwagon.
All right. Here we go. The next question is: who was the first ever Queensland Origin coach?
Goods.
Yes.
Jermaine.
5, 4, 3.
What's his name? That little little guy that coached East.
No, it wasn't. Who are you thinking? John Lang?
No. He coached.
Mark Murray.
Mark Murray.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay.
So now we're back to one.
Yeah.
We'll be here till Christmas. Fair income.
Who was it then?
John McDonald.
Yeah.
You guys need some easier ones.
Macca.
So you're one. You've got nothing.
I'm not off the market.
Hey, guys, what time are we doing the show till? Are you off at 2 or 3?
Hey, listen, mate. Two.
It was 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock.
Okay, he's
that's
barred.
It.
He's off.
Oh my God.
He's off.
I'm done too.
Okay, that's it. We're all.
Quiz over.
No, you win. Hoops wins. Hoops is like Bradbury.
I've won by forfeit.
Stephen Bradbury. Congratulations. We'll see you next week on the Origin Rumble at Triple M.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.